Eyewitness, the volunteer Karen Seymour, Mansfield Socialist Party. There is a scene in the excellent Ken Loach film I, Daniel Blake where a young lone parent is forced to use a food bank, due to problems accessing her benefits. At the Unemployed Workers Center where I volunteer, we have a small food bank for Monday mornings, when the two local ones are closed, and for emergencies such as, when a young couple couldn't afford baby milk to feed their son, because their employment and support allowance, ESA, hadn't been paid. Benefit delays and sanctions are by far the main reasons people seek out food banks. People do not, as some politicians claim, use them when they've spent all their money on booze and fags. They are used as a last resort, and people are often embarrassed and ashamed that they have become so desperate. You can only use food banks about 3 times a year anyway, and then you have to be referred by an agency such as social services or the job center. Use of a food bank is never an individual's fault. It could happen to any of us, and the government is happy for them to be seen as an extension of the welfare state. Tory and Labour governments have also been keen to perpetuate the myth that welfare claimants are feckless and are incapable of managing their finances. In my experience, benefit recipients are some of the best budgeters you will meet. They have to be, every penny must count. The vast majority of benefit staff hate the system as much as the claimants do. What is needed is a mass campaign made up of these staff, claimants, trade unions and others that will restore some dignity to the welfare system. And a £10 an hour minimum wage, without exemptions, would tackle companies who boost their profits through corporate welfare, tax credits for example, so that people do not have to claim in the first place. #WEARELLDANIELBLAKE